So if you haven't been following the story of Alexis Lorenzi, then you should be, because this is giving the entire country, the entire world, a front row ticket to see just exactly how corrupt and murderous and criminal this enterprise is running this country's healthcare system, which works to protect itself and its profit margins while killing American citizens after torturing them with poisonous jabs. And it's also showing just how untouchable these people have become. I mean, we can all stand by and watch someone be medically tortured in real time while our government and local law enforcement, while other doctors or nurses or security guards working in that very hospital where this is going on, do absolutely nothing to stop it. Because they're all in on it. They're all in on this genocidal medical system that has become as powerful as a branch of government. Alexis Lorenzi, an unvaccinated 23-year-old, went to the UC Irvine Hospital in Irvine, California a few weeks ago to undergo treatment for a blood condition that she was recently diagnosed with. It was then that she was forced to take three vaccines that have been known to cause serious and at times deadly reactions, the tetanus shot, along with jabs for meningitis and pneumonia. They wouldn't treat her if she didn't get the shots. She says that she took two shots in her left arm, one in her right arm. Within 10 minutes, she wasn't able to move them. And then she basically started dying. She's been in the hospital ever since in extremely serious condition, fighting for her life and saying that she feels like she could be on the verge of death at any moment. And because she was injured by vaccines, the hospital, of course, is working against her. They've gone into cover-up mode. And they've gone into war mode against Alexis and anyone else who tries to help her. They've tried to stop her from having visitors, tried to stop her from having a patient advocate. They've tried to stop her parents from entering the facility. They've tried to ban her phone from the hospital room so she can't send out updates and let the world know exactly what it is that's happening to her and how she's being murdered. She's basically been taken prisoner by this hospital to cover up the fact that she's being destroyed by forced vaccinations. Take a look at this video. This is a compilation of several updates posted by Alexis over the past couple of weeks, and you can see just how badly she's been hurt.
Hello, America. This is Alexis. Say hi, Alexis.
No, I look like a nun. I'm missing chunks of hair. The hospital is finally trying to do what they can, which I appreciate, but I said the same thing to them. It took 3 days for them to realize and for me to get my father and a little bit more powerful people in here for them to realize that I need proper treatment. They just thought I was some girl with her little sister or something that was ready to go. So, but other than that, and my head hurting and leaking blood and fluid all the time, things are okay.
Love you.
You fan of me or your camera?
You.
Love
is all back.
I love you too. Love everybody who's been showing me support. And I'm very thankful. Like I said a few times before, I did not think I was going to make it past 33. Because this is the worst thing. I thought my headaches, the whole reason why I came here was bad. It's 1,000 times worse than when I came to the hospital in general.
I mean, she looks like she got run over by a truck. And just the other day, we got another video update on Alexis's condition. It's hard to watch, to say the least. Everything has gotten worse. Her hair is falling out. Her entire head, much of her face are red and black and purple. She's incredibly swollen. I mean, this is a 23-year-old girl. She's had so much fluid leaking from her head that she has to wear a towel over it. And she's having convulsions. She's in really, really bad shape. Because she was forced to take death jab vaccines just to receive medical care. Again, that's a 23-year-old girl. A 23-year-old girl who went into the hospital with minor symptoms and has now been left fighting for her life because she was forcibly injected as a condition of receiving care. She was blackmailed and coerced by a bunch of sick and disgusting medical criminals who should be facing tribunals for what they've done to her and to God knows how many others throughout their entire careers, especially when we consider how many people they had shot up with the bioweapon clot shot COVID jab. Or pumped full of remdesivir with a breathing tube shoved down their throat so they could get a nice kickback from the insurance company. We don't have a healthcare system in this country. We have a system built around control and human experimentation and maximum profits for maximum criminals. Our friend Nurse Erin has been following Alexis' situation closely, and she joins us now with an update. We got a couple of minutes here before we got to go to break, about four for our DirecTV and Dish Network audience. Can you give us an update on her parents, her current condition, what's happening and why this is all happening?
You know, I think that the most recent that I've seen is they reached out, and what's sad is like their family has to reach out and ask for help when the hospital isn't facilitating any of it. But they had recently reached out to the burn doctor in order just to take care of her skin. And it seems that they're going to be able to do that. But to do that, they're going to have to shave her head and, you know, attend to the wounds that are seeping out of her scalp and her ears. And they don't know what they're doing. They don't know the treatment. And the doctor that ordered the vaccines for her is nowhere to be found.
Like he just disappeared?
Yeah, like there is talk that so she was leading a study with the PNH disorder that she has, and to do that they needed to have her vaccinated, and I believe that she's part of an experiment that's it sounds about right. That's what they were doing in New York as well, at the very height of that pandemic. When I was in New York, there were nurse practitioners in black scrubs giving my patients some sort of IV medication. And later on, I came to know that it was the remdesivir. So that hadn't existed at that point yet, but now it all kind of makes sense. So this isn't unheard of to experiment on patients in hospitals. There's a lot of money, in their pockets when they do this.
Couple minutes left, three. Is there any justification, any medical common sense to making her take these shots as a condition of treatment for what she was admitted for?
No. And honestly, I mean, I think I'm for vaccines not even being existent. But especially when someone is immunocompromised, that's contraindicated to give somebody that's already not in a good state more toxic substances on top of it. So that doctor should have known better. But I don't think that they actually care about patients. I think they care about their pocketbooks.
Have you spoken to her family directly?
I've spoken through her nurse advocate, and then I messaged briefly with her father.
If you could be talking to her father right now, what advice would you give to him?
I would say to forego whatever the hospital is telling them and start the treatments that a lot of people have offered. They're not alternative treatments. These are actual treatments that work. And I know that they're worried about, they want to get her out of the hospital in order to start a lot of this, but there's no time to wait. Like, that would be my biggest message. And they don't know what they're doing in the hospital. And if they don't know, every patient has a right to try. So they have a right to try what they need and to really, really push for it.
At large here, what information or advice would you give to our audience if one of their loved ones ends up in the hospital, emergencies happen?
You know, don't back down, right? Like, they're going to bully you. They're going to tell you that this is the only protocol. That's never the only protocol. So you got to get a good advocate that's a bulldog that's willing to fight for you, and don't take no for an answer. At the end of the day, like, you're your own person and you have a right to choose. And if they don't agree with it, then that's going to be on them. But in Alexis's case, she's there right now because she has to be. They don't know what's going on and they need the intensive treatment, or at least, you know, something on standby where if something does happen to her, but nobody knows what's going on right now.
Nurse Erin, sorry to cut you short. I got to get to break for DirecTV and Dish Network. Please keep us updated if you would. These people are absolutely killing us in the American medical industrial complex. This is not medicine. This is murder for money. This is killing for cash. More next. Sleepy Joe. You thought he was gone. Joseph Biden, the corrupt poopy pants himself. He might have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. So now the question is, will he jam through this hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices? Of course, inflating costs on everything that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, if you want to roll the dice, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. But the good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals could help to protect yourself and your family. A hedge against hyperinflation, a barrier against criminal taxation. They're offering a 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% match in bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Your retirement funds, your income taxes, gas prices, they could all be affected. Visit StuLikesGold.com or call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or 855-706-GOLD. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved. And parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.